You're listening to Under the Badge Podcast, where we share stories, news, and experiences under the badge. Get ready for your hosts, Bernard and Martinez.
We're live and back.
Alive and back. Alive and well.
We're not dead.
Not dead. Not yet.
Unfortunately.
The Babel. Not yet.
Well, where have you been?
Where have I been? I've been at the academy.
Academy for?
My job, correctional officer at Police Academy in South Carolina. So that's fun. I graduate Friday. So that's good. Exciting.
I would say stream that on the channel, but I don't.
Because your
real name's going to get leaked in there somewhere.
Right. No. I mean, I can share last name, but they'll be talking about, or they'll say first name too, so.
They'll probably say first and last name.
They say first name, middle, initial, and last name.
Yeah, fuck that. Not good.
Yep, not.
Don't want that getting leaked out.
No. I'd rather not.
And then you get someone show up at your house and be like, hey, I live here too. I'm gonna go find him.
I'm good.
Like, no, thank you. Get off my porch before I fucking shoot you.
I probably shouldn't have said what state, but it's fine.
I mean, there's how many cities in?
Oh, there's plenty, so I'm not worried about that. Yeah. As long as I don't say agency. I don't think I've mentioned my agency, so I'm good.
Yeah, it should be fine. I mean, nonetheless.
Should be. Keyword. Should be.
Should be. Someone finds you, then, you know, beat shit out of
them. Yeah, I hope. And hopefully my HCC, I mean, they probably won't say anything. I doubt it.
I don't know.
Gosh, I'm tired. But yeah, this thing is hell, dude. It's terrible. These beds are uncomfortable. We share a bathroom. So there's two beds per room.
Who's your roommate?
We share a bathroom. I don't have a roommate, which is nice. I don't. Living the bachelor life over here. It's nice.
I'm not gonna lie. When you sent me the picture of that room, I was like, what the fuck is that? Is that a room or a fucking mini cell?
Honestly, like half this room would be the size of our cells at our facility.
Jeez.
So it's like a double. It's probably a little bit like longer than a standard set. Because I think they just what 4x4 or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit longer than that. But I mean, it's wider because there's another bed over there. There's two mattresses, but they're still like thin as fuck.
Yeah.
So, that's all right. I've survived.
I don't know.
Get this shit over with. Now, if I come back for BLE, that's 8 weeks, dude. I don't know if I can do 8 weeks here.
And BLE is?
Basic law enforcement. Which they have a nicer facility up the hill. So, I think they get bunk beds. They're supposed to be a lot nicer. I don't know. I may come back. May come back in the future.
Is that what y'all get to do to go on the road?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have to be on the road for a little bit, and then I either want to do courthouse or SRO. We'll see. When I get back to my facility, depending how everything goes, I want to try and get a transportation up out there. So.
You know, courthouse wouldn't be bad. I mean, you just sit on cases most of the time, or like all day, but like
Monday through Friday.
Better than the jail.
Yeah. It gets me out.
You'll still get some action every now and then. And
right. Well, it's out. I mean, I could still take home a car, but I'll have to go on the road for a little bit first, no matter what, and then go up from there to like a subdivision or whatever. I thought about K-9 too. I think K-9 would be fun.
Hell yeah. Get a fucking dog.
Awesome. Right.
For
real.
See, what was I gonna say? Oh no, fucking all week at work. Dude, ain't shit happen. And even during the full moon, like, nothing happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, alright. And then this one old guy, he looked at us before he left. He's like, oh, thank you guys for what you do, and I hope the rest of the night is quiet for you guys. And I was like,
you're an asshole. Said the Q word. For real.
Can't I was stand like, you were so nice until you said that fucking one word.
I won't say the S word or the Q.
Well, and nothing happened that night. Monday I was off work, and yesterday I went back. That's when the Q word activated itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this dude that, I don't know, fucking 300 pounds maybe.
Right.
And he tried to push past me to try and run. So I was like, all right. So I reached around him to where, like, my arm went down here, like, across his chest. And I locked him up that way. And I was like, nope, we're going back to your room. And, yeah, he didn't like that. So then he repeatedly kept trying to shove me into the wall, and I was like, I feel like I'm riding a fucking bull in the PBR right now. And
did they any defensive tactics training or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Nice.
We get defensive hands-on training, or hand-to-hand combat, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
The only other time that you really get more in-depth hands-on training is when you're doing restraint,
gotcha.
Handcuffing, and there's an advanced like taser course that you can do. That
nice.
They'll go, yeah. You'll tase them. You'll tase the dude in the fucking taser suit and take him down and all that. But I was like, nah, fuck that. I don't want to do all that. I already did the handcuffing one, and that one was fun. That one we were getting to actually pick people up and like slam them down and handcuff them. Man,
yeah,
that's just fun as fuck.
We did some DTE this past week. Last week when we got back, and then we had our test this week. We did like the armbar takedown and some joint manipulations. It was fun. I enjoyed it a lot. It's a lot of fun.
You know, it's not fun though. Fucking search training. What to look for, how to fucking not get stabbed.
Right.
And it's like, well, that's when those thicker, like, what are they, like, thick gloves they like to use that has, like, the little hard knuckles on them? Like those gloves?
Yeah.
That's when those come into fucking play. Because it's like, those are a little thicker and a little hard to puncture, but.
See, at our age, we don't have any, like, fun gadgets like that. I think we're supposed to be getting some stuff, but we don't really have anything special.
You don't get heavy-duty fucking gloves?
Mm-mm. We get like the black nylon gloves or whatever. But that's what. Or using the taser gloves, right?
Yeah, I've seen the taser gloves. We don't have those.
We don't either. I think we're. Somebody talked about us potentially getting them. I'm not sure. They just started rolling up the new tasers for our deputies.
What, the X2s?
The 7. Or
I thought no. two was the newest one. I thought.
I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know what we have or what some of our Supermasters have now. I don't know if it's the X7. Maybe it is the X7. I don't know.
Dude, we're still using the 26s. We might get the 7s, but...
I think that's... We're going to the 7s. That's what it is.
The fucking training for the 7s is way longer than it is for the 26.
I believe it. Because it's got the 2 cartridges, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also got the button on the side that you can use to just give a little warning arc. And I had one of the officers do that because I was like, because he like pulled out and was showing it to me, and I was like, dude, this is like fucking sick, because I hadn't seen it in person yet. And he's like, yeah, watch this. And he pushed the button and it did it. And I was like, oh, shit. Dude, it sounds mean as fuck.
I believe it.
Did you see what happened in California?
I don't know.
My home county. Riverside County. So Riverside County, there was a sheriff's deputy that was killed.
Oh God!
He pulled someone over. He had like just graduated from the motorcycle academy.
Yeah.
And I think it was doing it for like a couple months, and then he pulled this dude over. And then the dude just fucking shot him and took off.
And oh my god.
Went on a high speed chase, and it looked like the fucking OJ Simpson chase. Like 20 to 40 cop cars behind this dude on the freeway. None of them would like pit maneuver the truck or anything, but you know what did? A fucking Bearcat. The Bearcat pitted him, and they mag dumped him on the side of the road right there because he apparently shot at the cop, at another cop.
I've seen recently a bunch of, I don't know what's, I think it's in Florida, a bunch of troopers are getting in the semi trucks. Have you seen that? Heard about that. That's interesting. They're like looking for, I guess, truck drivers are under like DUI and all that shit. That's interesting.
Damn. Shit, I just saw one the other day. It was a picture I saw on Facebook. It was a semi truck cop car.
What?
It was decked out in red and blue lights, and yeah, it was pulled over another semi truck. And I think it was Georgia or something. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
I think that's what they're doing in Florida, too. I don't know if they're the lights or not. Automatically say. Because, like, troopers are driving them and they got their whole setup and everything in there.
There's a county out in Texas that has a Ram TRX. As an unmarked cop car. And I was like, well, I think it was Florida or Georgia has the Hellcat cop car.
Yeah.
And then now Texas has the fucking TRX, and I'm like, y'all really ain't outrunning shit now.
Hell no.
I don't know where the hell they got the TRX from. I know they got the Hellcat in Florida from, I think it was like seized from a drug bust or something. And then they just turned it into their own. So
yeah.
What was it? I had something else to tell you earlier.
It's like attitude, but I and then forgot, and this week has been crazy, and all that shit we've had. Retest.
Oh yeah, we are almost at 2,000 views on the website.
Hell yeah.
We're at 1945, and then we have 6,800 direct downloads.
That's awesome.
We are getting there.
We are.
And then what, we have new merch now?
I don't think so. Not anything recent.
New that we haven't posted about.
We have the blue-yellow line flag.
We got the silver-yellow. Right?
It's just a blue. Just a blue-yellow.
Oh, was it blue-yellow? I thought it was silver and yellow, too.
No, I don't have it. I didn't put it up there. We have the sweatshirt, and there's cups.
Oh, yeah, blue and yellow. On our...
I put some stuff on Etsy, so go check that stuff out.
Get some stickers, hats, mugs.
We're under the badge, or you can go to our website.
Got a beanie.
A beanie. I should be to order one of those beanies. They're, like, comfortable, man.
I feel like... I'm
a sucker for beanies.
We should change the... Or not change, but add our characters onto the list if they want to get one of those stickers, too.
We can do that.
Or I can make an those. Entirely new logo.
I can make those. I can either add them, or if you want to make one, you can add it this weekend or something.
Because I can use our badge, and I could put each of our characters inside the middle of the badge if we wanted to.
That'd be cool. We can do that.
And you could sell it as a sticker or something.
We need to make... I don't think we did our last competition. Maybe we did. I don't... No. We just did a discount. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Giveaway. I feel like we need, like... I don't know. We're growing, but we're not... getting more followers, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I know people are watching this stuff, but if we can get like consistent viewers and stuff, then we can start doing giveaways and competitions and all that shit.
Tour.
We talked about going on like a little tour, either in South Carolina or a couple states or something. Shoot, I'd be down for that. Be a lot of fun.
Hell yeah. Just not Florida, though.
Not Florida.
No offense, Florida, but you kind of suck.
Do one stop in Florida, go see my mother, and that's it. Do it at my house. Hi, Mom.
What other states would we not hit?
Oh, that would be fun, too. Oh, I just... Instead of... So, either do it at little, like, local bars and shit, or like have like stand-up comedy / whatever shows. We could do that. A lot of fun. I don't know if people across the state like hit Florida. Well, my mom's moving back this year, so never mind. But if we hit her house in North Carolina, and then if we knew other people from different, I know a couple of people in Tennessee.
I want to go to Tennessee, but I don't know anyone there.
I know a couple of people. I know somebody. He's one of my old tattoo artists. Hit Tennessee. I know somebody in... No, not anywhere in Texas.
I know two people in Texas.
I think I know somebody in Connecticut. Yeah, I know someone in Connecticut. He's an old contact. I mean, I could hit him up.
California.
I think West Virginia, wherever Liberty University is. Oh no, he's in Texas. No, never mind. I know somebody in Texas.
I know some people in California still.
So, bro, if we did some like
Washington, I know one person in Oregon.
We should seriously consider that, like taking some time off and doing
tour.
Say what?
Comedy tour.
Oh yeah. Like make our own little thing until we start getting recognized and just talk about some shit with them or whatever, like ask them. They don't necessarily have to be LEO. But we could like incorporate LEO stuff in there, so I'd be down for that. It'd be a lot of fun.
A dark humor comedy tour.
Yes.
Shit. Fuck, what is it? No, I was looking at the price. I was like, because I got bored the other day, and I was like, how much is it for a private jet? Like, just from here, where I am, to you? I was like, you know what? Fuck that.
It's probably like, what, 800 grand? Or is it more than that?
Oh, it's way less. It's 15 grand. For 15 one grand? Way.
Ridiculous.
For one way and one person. I was like, Jesus Christ.
No, thank you.
Yeah, just 30 fly. Grand round trip. Okay. I was like, you know what? Southwest.
Yeah. First class would be cheaper.
Probably. Especially on Southwest, cheaper. Where Southwest is already cheap.
Yeah.
I'll stick Southwest can sponsor us.
I think they would fly into Charlotte. I don't know if they would fly into,
it was the one that you city. Told me to fly into.
Charlotte or the other one?
Hold on. I gotta find it. I wrote it down.
Couldn't be Charlottesville.
Beach or Charlotte.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, it was the Myrtle Beaches. Same price for both of those, and I was like, fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Myrtle Beach would be closer.
Yeah, I was just like, god damn it. Southwest, sponsor.
Shout out.
Sponsor us so we can go on tour.
For real. We'll put your logo on every fucking thing.
Well, you know what? We'll even make some merchandise with your logo and ours.
Shit, for real.
We'll be in a commercial. We would love to.
Yeah. Just give us free flight. We'll do everything.
First class, cool. Though. First class.
Hell yes.
And that shit in the back.
One day.
We're at 25 cool. minutes. You want to hit 30?
You know, yeah, hit the mid-roll real quick, and then we'll continue this.
Check out our merch and website at underthebadgepodcast.com.
Okay.
I was about to say, I don't know if you saw my TikTok. He's the Texas Cop 2.0 or something.
Yeah, with the pink handcuffs.
Yeah, he's some sort of a tour. I should hit him up on TikTok and be like, look, let's meet up in a city, even if it's just one or two cities nearby. Do a couple of shows with him because he, he went on one. Can't remember how long ago it was, but maybe I hit him up after this. Talking, he's hysterical. I like him. Shout out to him.
Oh, you're going to jail for that one.
So what?
And he's like doing the duets and shit, and he's has a handcuff on his ear and hold up. He's hysterical.
Somebody else, I don't know his name. He does dumb ways to get your ass locked up in every state.
Oh, yeah.
There's, he's funny.
The tips to keep your ass out of jail.
Right.
Yeah, he did. I think he did one in.
He did North Carolina. I don't know if he did South Carolina.
I don't know if he did Colorado or not. But well, I'll have to hit both of them up.
Oh yeah.
See if they will
be down for that.
Yeah.
It takes.
Couldn't think of the word for a second. I'm so fucking tired, dude.
Dude, it's gonna kick my ass when I get back to work because I've been having like 8-hour days and chilling. I could go back Monday, so I have this weekend off.
Now, would you rather be doing this or working at Starbucks?
This for sure. I do not miss Starbucks, not at all. My mom sent me a video last night about something on Starbucks. I'm like, yeah, I don't miss that shit. Not at all. This is definitely a lot better than Starbucks in my last job, so.
I know Starbucks would be, like, a cool place to work, like.
It would. But it was just, no.
I wouldn't do it. I'll stick to getting my drinks from there before work.
You see, I don't miss, like, the customer service. I don't miss the management. It was bullshit. It was a lot of work for little pay.
Yeah, I really don't miss those kind of jobs. Where the customer's always right. Because now it's like, nope, you're fucking wrong. Now the customer's always right. Well, then you put the badge on and the fucking belt and then come do it then. Since your little miss fucking know everything.
So yeah, I still try not to. I mean, it's kind of like that in corrections, but it's like, yeah, you're fucked up or you're in the wrong place, wrong time. And I'll tell them that too. Like, well, you're the one in here. So there's that.
I didn't put you in. I'm the one going home in a couple hours.
I mean, I'll still treat you like a human as long as you treat me with some respect, but another day my ass is leaving, so.
Yep, 10 you're going. Right back to yourself.
Exactly. And you're 4x4.
Maybe next time don't break the fucking law.
Well, I didn't do anything. Obviously, you did something if you're in here, dumbass.
I was innocent. Yeah, that's what they all say.
I've said that. Yeah. Heard that one before.
Hey, CEO, what's your name? We should hang out when we get out. No.
That's not going to happen. I give you my last name. As somebody, I don't know if it said, when I first started, someone told me, they said, oh, man, you're really cool. We should hang out. So give me your first name. I said, you're not getting my first name. You can have my last name. For sure. He's like, you know my first name? Yeah, that's different. You're not getting mine, sir. He tried to get my number and shit. I was like, nope, not gonna happen.
One of my friends that works at the jail for the sheriff's department, she was talking about an inmate, I think like 2 weeks ago, who was hitting on her and gave her a chocolate bar and was like, you know what? You should let me take you out on a date when I get out. And she goes, no, the fuck back in your cell.
It's not worth me losing my career for you. Sorry, sir.
Nope. Okay, this is like, well.
They're not bringing anything in for your ass, so.
Like, hey, CEO, I'm gonna need a place to stay after this. Well, homeless shelter.
No, thank you. Also, I'm thinking about it. You know how we did, what themes? The Friends theme for King's Court, right? Mm-hmm. We need to do another. We never did it. We got to figure out. Viewers. Or Martinez.
Use a sound that's trending.
Yeah. At a least good theme song. Or some like. Line. We'll figure it out.
I was just about to say
we the need some. What?
I was about to say the cops theme song.
The cops.
That's been on my fucking For You page for like the last 2 months now.
Yeah. I thought about doing. Didn't we do something like that? Maybe we didn't. Or is going to.
I think we're going to.
Shit, let's do that. Fuck it. We'll get some content thrown together.
Yeah. So, throwing some random stuff too. What the fuck was that?
Shit, I don't know. I don't know if I want to say stream or not. Maybe I'll save it for after. No, I'll save it for after. I'm not about to say this. I'll tell you. It was one of our classes was Street Gangs and Recognition. That was last week. It was supposed to be this week, but he had the instructor ask someone. He's funny. Funny guy, instructor. Very knowledgeable in gangs and shit. I'll tell you after.
I was about to say, you just threw up a peace symbol instead of a gang sign, so.
Yeah, I know I threw a peace sign. I didn't want to throw what I was about to throw up. I'm not finna do it. Well, I was sitting here thinking, like, while you were looking down, I was like, I could use some of this for content, and then I just threw a peace sign. I don't know.
Yeah, use that right there for the content.
That's what I was doing, but I didn't want to, like, flip off and be like, fuck the police, because, you know, kind of the police now. Okay, so fast. Some inmates would be like, oh, man, you acting like a police officer now. Well, I'm not one, but I'm kind of one in the sense, I mean, I'm still, you'd be like, I'm still law enforcement. He's like, man, come on, you're acting like the police. Like, all right, man.
All right, man. Shut up and get back in your cell.
Like, why am I sitting here arguing with you? I mean, it was through the door because I was doing, a security check.
Oh, count time?
Sure. We call it a security check. Some people say a count or watch tour. We don't say that. It's just a security check. Which I haven't been in a unit. Well, it's been 3 weeks now, but even when I was on break for Christmas and New Year, I wasn't in a unit. Maybe for a little bit for to break somebody, but I've been in booking or in central. So.
You got demoted.
No, that's not a demotion.
That's a promotion?
I mean, I'm still getting the, I mean, it's still the same pay, but it's. I'm not down the hall much anymore, which shit I love. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't mind being down the hall, but if I can be in booking or booking's a whole new world, man. Whole new world.
I feel like if you're not in a unit, that's pretty much a promotion anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like once you get stuck in a unit, you're demoted.
Where it's my I told my sergeant, because I was in booking for a little while, he's like, you like being up here? I said, I really love being up here. I'm not going to lie. Like, truthfully, I'd rather be up here.
What'd he say?
He was like, okay, well, we can use you up here. I was like, all right, appreciate that, sergeant.
Bet. Keep me up here, then.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And I'll tell you, so two things I'll tell you off screen, or off record recording. I can remember them. I have to give you some code words or something, so you can be like, "That's what me and my." Let's give code words so we don't forget. Anyway,
code brown.
Code brown. That sounds shit.
That's what the code brown is.
Okay, I was making sure. No code browns.
We have a code that. We named after an officer. His last name was Rug. And the code name is Code Rug. And if you ever get it called Code Rug, it's because you shit your pants twice. On shift.
Oh my god.
Because this specific officer shit his pants once, went home, changed, came back, and then shit his pants again.
Oh my gosh. That's terrible, man. That's the worst feeling ever.
Yeah, and I was like, how do you shit your pants twice? How did you not learn the first time?
See, I could kind of see the first time where you think it's a fart, but it's not.
But the second time, though? Never
trust a fart.
Nope.
Never.
Especially when you shit yourself once.
Never trust a fart. That's your advice for the day, kids. Never trust a fart.
Never trust a fart. Especially if it's really building up. It's probably a shit.
On that note,
don't code rug yourself. Make sure on your duty belt you keep a spare pair of underwear.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. In your glove pouch. Put a underwear.
Exactly.
That's what I say. We'll have to figure out next episode here. But it's been a while, and that's been a while. I really didn't want to do this tonight. I'm not going to lie to you. I almost blew it off, but I was like, you know what?
We got to do at least one.
We got to do this.
We disappeared for 2 months.
Yeah, we do that shit, man. We do that, but we always come back. So don't count us out yet. It's just life is life and crazy and life being in academy and busy at work, and it definitely is. It definitely is that. Yeah, hopefully we'll, what's today, Wednesday? You work this weekend, right?
Yep.
Maybe we need to get consistent on Wednesdays again. I'll be off next Wednesday. So definitely, if not before, then next Wednesday for sure.
Yeah, we'll but, just, we can try to do Wednesdays because.
Yeah, we need to. We need to.
Next episode, drink with the fucking host. Remember when we did that?
That was a lot of fun. That was fun.
It's hard. We've already been drinking beforehand. You're like, well, we're going to have another.
Here's another one.
Fucking blurry vision on stream. You're like, what am I doing?
Who, you or me?
And me.
Oh, I was too, I'm not going to lie. I was rubbing my eyes a lot. I think
there was like two episodes that we did that where I pre-gamed beforehand.
That's the best.
And I think by the time we'd gotten to the stream itself, I think it was already 5 or 6 in.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Oh, no, that's on my limit. We need to get that guy. I need to message him too. That used to be lovable CEO.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, him.
He went to patrol side, so I need to hit him back up and see what he says. I need to write this shit down so I don't forget. I got a lot to. Our manager's got a lot to do.
Yeah, manager, get on it.
Shit, start fucking hiring somebody. I'm just gonna throw this out there real quick before we go. Check out our merch. Check out our website, underthebadgepodcast.com.
NewYorkCityPodcast.com.
NYC Podcast, yep. Or NY City Podcast.
Download our shit.
Shout out to them. Appreciate y'all. Y'all are great. Bruce Chimoff. Shout out to you, sir. Download our shit. Donate if you would love to donate so we can give our manager a raise. That would be great. Could do that.
And buy himself a better duty belt.
Right. That part. Buy some more shit for a duty belt.
Donate to the channel and help our manager get a second pair of fucking handcuffs. Because he cannot seem to carry the second pair.
Actually, my brother-in-law bought his cuff off of Amazon. They're not the best pair, but I could carry those.
Are they Smith & Wesson's?
I don't know. I don't think they are. They were like $30.
Go with Smith & Wesson or ASP. Two best handcuffs. Though I carry two pairs of Smith & Wessons. I got hinged right in the here, chain.
Peerless is the best.
Fuck no, it ain't. Those things are shit.
Real quick story. My handcuffs that I got issued when I first started, I let somebody use them or I left them on an inmate, and the booking corporal never gave them, or booking lease, whatever her title was, she never gave them back. And so... Oh, yeah, back from the cat, or that was before the first week I came to the academy. And then when I went back for Christmas break, I still couldn't find them. So before I left, I stole somebody else's handcuffs. They weren't mine, but I was like, you know what? These are laying around. I'm taking them. Don't leave your handcuffs around. Word of advice.
Did we just get an admitted theft on stream?
No, that is not admitted. Somebody, my friend, found a pair of handcuffs. That's what it was.
Blame it on the friend. I got you.
My friend told me to never leave handcuffs lying around. Anyway, so I got them, and I think they're peerless because it double locks in the back, which is weird. So,
but yeah, anyway. If it's on like the side of the back of the handcuff, and it's like when you flip the key around and poke it through,
Well, let me grab it real quick. Pass my duty belt. But yeah, I need to buy some hinge ones. For sure.
You do, dude. Hinges are so much fun to play with. Smith & Wesson, because it's when you double lock them, the double lock switch is right next to the keyhole.
These are, just these right here. The double lock is right there. Yeah, the double lock.
Show the keyhole. That's peerless. Those are shit.
How the fuck do you know by just looking at the keyhole?
Because peerless keyhole is sideways with the double lock in the back. Smith & Wesson's, yeah. Theirs is right next to the keyhole. And it's one where you have to put the tip of the thing in, and you actually have to slide it to double lock it.
Yes. I mean, these aren't bad because, like, I mean, they're easy because you just hit the button in the back, but I didn't know how to do it because they're not my issue cuffs. I gotta give me some. But they do the job, so that's all that matters.
You need ankle shackles?
Yeah. Do what?
I said you need the ankle shackles. You need the waist shackle.
Me? I don't need the ankle shackles. The fuck? I don't do court or transport.
That's not even just for court or transport. You can be walking their ass around another unit. I'll be like, you know what? Fuck you. I don't like you. I'm going to put the ankle shackles on.
Well, fuck, that's too much work. Fuck that shit. If you're going to try something, I'll spray the fuck out of you.
If you want to go work in the prison, they use them shits all the time.
No, thank you. Not working in no fucking prison.
No, hell no.
Nope.
Fucking. Well, no, I have a pair of fucking peerless because I thought they were Smith & Wesson's when I bought them because the box said Smith & Wesson, but some jackass shoved them in the wrong box.
Yeah. Alright, taking back.
Hmm?
Should have taken that shit back.
All I needed was one pair because I already had mine that have my name on them.
Yeah.
And then I ended up getting the hinged pair that I was looking for. And then Now those just sit in my fucking nightstand in case either of my two pairs break, then I'll use it.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Rough kinky sex.
Where's that? I mean, hey, whatever censorship there, buddy. Alright, this stream is getting very...
Alright, guys. You're under arrest. Well,
thanks for tuning in. Hope you have a great weekend. We will catch you later. Alright.
Buy yourself a pair of handcuffs.
Goodbye.
Use them.
Alright, Marty. Is it this stream?